Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Artist Roundtable, where you, the artists, or the service providers to the artists, or even the fans, can call in and put your thoughts and concerns or hopes and dreams on the table. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I welcome your calls. You know, come join me tonight. But, you know, in the meantime, let me play some holiday music. I've got some tracks here that I have not been able to get into all of the rotations on my different shows, so why not take the opportunity right now since this is Christmas week. And this is Ava Lehmert with Silent Night.
Oh,
right? That was Ava Lehmert from Sacramento, California with Silent Night. I'm going to jump to another holiday track. This is Darian out of New York with his piece called Holiday.
La da 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 da. I know at times you lose your way, and it's been so long since you could say happiness found its way within.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This is Darian. And on this holiday, be safe, be happy, and be blessed.
All right. You are listening to a variety of Christmas music at this point. I just thought I'd get some played tonight during the Artist Roundtable. If there's anybody that would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. You got something you want to talk about? You want to give some shout-outs for the holiday? you know, go ahead, call in, and you know, we'll chop it up. But in the meantime, until I get some more or get any calls, no callers are on the line yet. So until then, I'm going to scroll down here and find some more Christmas music to play because I'm just kind of in that mood. So don't mind me. If you're not into Christmas, totally respect that, you know. But I'm going to play Remember It's Christmas by Ronald Ferguson.
Shopping everywhere, they're searching for that special gift for a friend or a little kid. Oh, the mistletoe candle show, Christmas lights are so bright, yeah. And as we're caroling through the night, under the stars that shine so bright,
let's share our love, share our love. Remember it's Christmas night. Let's show our love. Keep family and friends in mind. Let's share our love. Remember it's Christmas time. Let's show our love. Keep family and friends in mind.
We're sitting by the open fire, telling stories all through the night. There's family home from out of town, spreading cheers with just a smile. Oh, the stockings hanging everywhere, the feel of love consumes the air. Says what Christmas is all about, spread some cheers, spread it all around.
This is Ronald Ferguson. I just want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See, this is a season of giving, caring, and sharing. So let's not just talk about it. Let's go out and be about it. Let's go out and show some love.
Remember it's Christmas time. Let's show our love. Keep family and friends in mind.
Oh, let's take the time.
That was Remember It's Christmas by Ronald Ferguson. So again, you have tuned in to the Artist Roundtable. This is when you can call in and put your thoughts, concerns, hopes, and dreams on the table and discuss it with others of like mind. I want to welcome DeLon and Josh to the chat room and to those that are listening live incognito. Please feel free to call in. You know, if you've got something that you want to say, comments, whatever, feel free to call in. The number is 347-857-1189. So I'm going to jump into another holiday track, and this is by jazz artist Brian O'Neill, and it's Jazzy All the Way.
snowflakes falling, children calling, laughter and joy for every girl and boy, family and friends together again, just to make this day
every other way.
I don't know who the female vocalist was on that piece. I'll have to check with Brian O'Neill and find out about that. But, you know, our dear friend Josh Man Rock from Lynx Records is a big supporter of what I do, and I really, really appreciate him. So, you know, you hear me talking about Lynx Records and all of that. So why don't I go ahead and play a track by TBR, who is represented by Lynx Records, and this is about No One.
Yeah, Vox, real
chill.
It's your boy Tap Tap.
Let's get in, baby.
Yeah.
Doing it.
So we gonna do it like this. Let's go.
Speeding down the road, walking all around. Breaking all the rules, I'm gonna go through it my way.
Yeah.
So I love you, set and where you from.
What?
'Cause we ain't really gonna get up. Speeding down the road, walking all of the highway, breaking all the rules, shorty, go through it my way. Throwing up your set and where you from, 'cause we ain't really, really give a fuck about no.
They call me Mr. Take Your Lady in the back, introduce her to my ego, is baby is so fat. I'm a youngster, but I show you things you never seen in your teenage years. I bring those fears, just let the music play along in your head, make you hold things in but turn around and sink them out instead. I like the milky tights, but I'll play with your mind, turn your sex reality into a freaky fest time. I'm a fool with you around, you know I go pound to pound, switch the theater into a festival surround sound. We gon' make the world see you getting off to my swag. Try the black car, baby girl, just throw it in the bag.
So girl, take a dose of my love juice.
Yeah.
I'ma show you some stuff that we gon' do.
What?
We gon' treat this like a special occasion.
What?
One thing I love is your sexy persuasion. Speeding down the road, walking over the highway, breaking all the rules, shorty, we'll do it my way. Throwing up your set and where you from, 'cause we ain't really, really give a fuck about no one. Speeding
yeah.
down the road, walking over
hey,
the
yo,
highway,
real.
Breaking all the rules,
yeah.
shorty, we'll
they waiting for you, boy. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Mommy, I can tell by the way that you sweat me. You really feeling me.
things that I wanna do. I wanna be inside of you. Tonight we're doing it my way. I'ma play with your sexy body. Girl, you know I drive you crazy, baby.
TVR consists of Tap Tap, Vox, and Reel, and they are the group that is a part of Lynx Records that Josh Man Rock represents. So with that said, we've got three callers on the line, so let me bring in the callers. All right, Josh Man Rock, your line is open.
Ha-ha, you guys hear me?
How are you?
Very good. I appreciate you playing that. I know it's a little different from the Christmas music that we was just playing. So that's a track by TVR.
All right. So before I go any further with you, Josh, let me just open up the other lines. If I could click on them. All right, John D. Green Sr., your line is open.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, sir.
Okay.
And let me just open the last line. All right, caller from the 941 area code. Your line is open on the Artist Roundtable.
How you doing? It's your boy DJ CVS, also on Blog Talk Radio myself.
Okay, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm one of the... Well, I'm not new. I've been on for 2 years, but I always listen to everybody else's show, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to listen to your show and, you know, let everybody know what's going on with me and say hey to you, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So is your show kind of like a music listening show, or what type of show do you do?
The kind of show I do, we talk about everything from we talk about our relationships, marital, politics. We play a lot of hip-hop music, unsigned artists down here in Florida. We also play from New York as well. And we talk about everything. We give you news on the artists and stuff like that. So we try to show love to everybody, even the Blog Talk
family. Where are you based out of?
I'm based out of Florida. I'm originally from New York, but I'm from Florida. So, you know, I'm down here in Florida. I've been off for a couple months and just getting back on. I got a show coming up tonight at 11.
Okay. So why don't you, are you in the chat room by chance? You're just calling in.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so why don't you put your link to your show in the chat room?
Okay, I'll definitely do that. I want to say
so if anybody does. And why don't you give the the information out on the air, too, so in case people are just listening and are not in the chat room, they can know where they can go find you tonight.
All right. Tonight is at 11 o'clock p.m. It's your boy, DJ CVS, Mr. Blog Talk Radio, the little nickname everybody gave me. I'm going to be on tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Vic Styles. But the name of the radio show is called CVS Radio, which stands for Crown Vic Styles. And we're going to be playing some music, do a little quick 45-minute show. I want people to tune in, listen in, call in. The number is 718-506-1333. I want y'all to call in, check it out, and definitely check out my homegirl show, too. You're on every night, right? Yes or no?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, you know, it varies. You know, sometimes I do a daytime show, sometimes I do an evening show, so it just kind of varies. Tomorrow night I'll be on with Flossum and Tossum. That's where I play three tracks, and you, the listeners, get to vote whether you think the track should be flossed or tossed. So.
All right. You know what? I like that. That sounds good, you know. You know, I have some people give me their opinions on some new artists I've been playing. I got a Jamaican artist from Jamaica. I got a gentleman from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Fort Myers, stuff like that. Got artists from different places in Florida as well as New York. My homeboy DJ Ron G. I promote a lot of DJs as well as artists besides myself. I DJ at clubs too down here in Florida. I'm going to be DJing this weekend.
Okay.
Down in Florida, I'm going to be DJing at Coyotes on US 41, Tammy and Trail, right by Gold's Gym in Port Charlotte, Florida. Friday night, 10 o'clock, $10 to get in. Come see me. Come see the group. Real Life Entertainment, I'm going to be working under, and J-Rock and the rest of the clique.
Okay. So are you on Facebook by chance, DJ Sells?
Yes, I am on Facebook. I'm going to tell everybody my Facebook. I'm going to put it in here.
Okay.
It's Vic Styles Johnson on Facebook. So if you want to look me up,
okay.
Look for Styles Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, room for all those cats that need to know. Definitely. And your show sounds good. I like the song you was playing recently, actually, to be honest
no.
with you.
Well, you know, this is the Artist Roundtable, and this is when we put different subjects out on the table for people to call in and discuss about. And so the track that you just heard was TBR, which is a group out of Tacoma, Washington, and they are under the record label Lynx Records. And Josh from Lynx Records is on the line with us right now. So Josh,
yes,
what
sir.
Does that feel like to hear that song played on the air?
It feels good. It feels good. I appreciate the feedback, you know, that you like it and everything like that. It's, you know, it feels good as far as from a business point of view, you know, we want to please our audience. You know, and we were just talking about last night debating about cussing and using the N-word and, you know, MF and all of those things and how to express
uh-huh.
yourself, you know. It's
wait a couple minutes, homie.
What's up?
I got like a cigar cigarette. All right, I appreciate it, bubba. Oh, I'm sorry about that, y'all. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of different ways to express yourself. You know, we was just listening to, you know, Christmas music, you know, and, you know, those real smooth, jazzy, you know, tunes with piano and, you know, nice singings and the runs and everything. And then we switch it up and listen to hip-hop. You know, I appreciate the people that, you know, that like the music that we invest in, you know. And that's
right.
why we try to give love to the other artists and, you know, and give our feedback and just try to, you know, be in the mix as well because, you know, it's all about love, man. We got to be able to take constructive criticism, you know, and the love alike.
I was just sitting here listening to that track. As I called in, I listened to this track, and I'm not a particularly a rap fan, me myself. But, man, that track just now, man, I had to hold the phone to my wife and was like, do you hear this? This is what I'm talking about. And you know me, Lady Flip, I like to keep it real, but that track just now, I like that. I like that. See, I would buy that. I like
that. Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That was something when you can move someone that doesn't normally even listen to the music. It was something about it. I'm not quite sure what it was, but I'm going to play it back a couple times through the archives, and I'll let you know.
Cool. I appreciate it. You know, we kind of have our own distinct sound, you know.
Uh-huh.
Tyrone Bradley, he's the number one. I'm the number two, you know, in the company. And then we got Johnny, too. I'm sorry, I shouldn't rank us, but, you know. But
right.
Tyrone's the man. You know, he you know, can answer any question about sound. I mean, sonically, you know, his ability to hear and mix and EQ, I think is unrivaled, you know, to be honest with you. That's why, you know, when I was young, that's why I chose him as my mentor, so I can learn from somebody who, you know, is the best in their field. Does that make sense?
That's a great compliment. That's a great compliment indeed. It's definitely showing in the music, because that track was that track had Get Up and Go to it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That track kind of gets you motivated. I like that, man. I'm very thoroughly impressed with that track. You know, it makes me want to hear more, actually.
Well, we got more on the way, believe that.
So I just wanted to say, you know, to everybody that did hear that particular track, it is three separate solo artists that came together to create that track. And it's Tap Tap, and then Vox, and John,
yeah.
You're already familiar with Vox's sound, and then
Absolutely.
Real. And they are three different styles of artists. You know,
mm-hmm.
so maybe that's what makes that song stand out for you, John, a bit, because, you know, they combine three styles into that one piece.
And you could tell that each style was distinct and different, yet they were all going in the same direction. It was very melodically sound. I definitely enjoyed that.
That's cool. You know, we've got another caller on the line, so let me bring in the next caller. Delon, your line is open.
Hey, what's happening?
So how are
what's
you?
Good? What's good, everybody?
What's good, Delon?
Yes. How you doing, big dog? Hey, what's going on with you, man? Yeah, that track was fire. Definitely.
You know what? That track was so fire, dog. I just want to let you know, man. I like to have it on my show if everybody, the host of this show and the person on the line doesn't mind, I would love to have that on my show, and I'll be glad to bump it for you regardless each and every show that I do.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what's up. You know, we'll link up. You know, I got your information in there. We'll definitely link up behind the scenes. I appreciate that.
Definitely. Also,
yeah.
I want to let email, too, if the host doesn't mind. I'll give everybody. All right, everybody. The email is vicstyles_2001@yahoo.com and putting it in the chat room right now. Y'all can check it out, jot down the information, all the information I gave you for the Facebook and everything. Definitely send me a friend request on Facebook. I would definitely show you love. Most of my shows go to my Facebook. I have it recorded to my Facebook. So if anybody missed my shows or haven't never heard my shows, you can go to my Facebook and you can hear my shows off my Facebook, as well as the new video I did with my kids today. And some new pictures I took. But also, I'm on YouTube, which is youtube.com/ DJ Vic Styles Jr. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to check out my YouTube, too, I'm a comical person. You know? So I'll put that in the chat room. And I definitely appreciate the host on here letting me show love, and everybody that's on here that doesn't know me show love. You know, I definitely appreciate the love, because I consider you now, you and my Blog Talk family. That's cool with you?
Yeah.
Of course. So just out of curiosity, DJ Styles, do you play all genres, or do you just play certain genres on your show?
I try to play all genres, but most of the artists that hit me up, I had a Jamaican artists or rap artists, a couple R&B artists. Play everything, because if I don't play everything, I can't please everybody. But I try the best I can.
Right. Okay. I was just curious, because a majority of the people that do call into my show are, you know, some form of musical talents. I do open it up to any art form and all genres. For instance, John D. Green, who is on the line, he is an absolutely amazing singer, songwriter, musician, and composer out of Detroit, Michigan. And then you already know that Josh is part of a record label out of Tacoma, Washington. And then DeLon is an amazing R&B soul singer out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good right there. We all got to definitely link up sometime and get together and do something. And y'all come down to Florida, any of y'all cats come down to Florida, I'm going to show you a lot of Southern hospitality. And I'm going to definitely show you where a couple banging places to go to as well.
You know what?
Okay.
I'm going to take you up on that because we go to Florida at least once a year.
And what part of Florida, brother?
We usually go to like Fort Lauderdale or Miami.
Okay, I'm in a small town called Ponte Gorda, Florida. We're like 2 hours from St. Pete, 2 hours from Tampa, and 2 hours from Miami and Orlando.
Yeah, okay.
I have family in Tampa. That's what I was asking.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, but, you know, we're always down there, you know. We go to L.A., we go to Vegas, we go to Miami, you know, New York. So we try to, you know, we try to do a little bit of everything, you know.
All right. So, is there any particular topic that anybody wants to put on the table tonight that you want to discuss?
Let's talk about you for a moment.
let's talk about you
for a second, darling. Yeah. Let's give you some props. You know, you always giving all the rest of us props. Let's talk about you for once.
Yeah, let's talk about you, baby.
We want to show you love. Let's talk about you, boo. What's good?
Uh-oh. I'm scared. Okay, just to let me shout out to another 832 area code. I don't know whether you're wanting to come on the air, but if you'd like, raise your hand, or, you know, I may just, you know what, let me just click on and see if the other 832 wants to call, talk. All right, caller from the 832, are you wanting to come on live on the Artist Roundtable? Oh, maybe not, huh? Do you want me to put you back on mute? I can do that. Okay, we'll put you back on mute. Okay, so maybe they don't want to talk. Okay, so what would you like to know about me?
Well, where are you from?
What did you say?
Where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm in Seattle, Washington.
I'm sorry to throw it out like that. I'm so sorry, darling. I apologize for that. You know what? I mean, for me, I'm like this. I wanted to just to show you love and props because you really, you know, make, you know, those of us in the independent side, you know, look good, and you play our music and you're very supportive. And I just from, you know, for me to you, I just want to say thank you very much. You know what I mean? So I want to shine you up today.
Mm-hmm. Aw, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're lockstep in that, you know. Lady Flavor, you actually, you know, from Lynx Records side, you know, we're known, you know, mostly in this area, but we fly to a lot of different areas. You know, I linked up with TC, Thinking Caveman.
Uh-huh.
We're friends, and we've messaged back and forth, and so on and so forth. I read his blog, you know, it's really good. Y'all should check that out. And, you know, LaRue from LaRue Entertainment, you know, we've talked, and then I've talked to DeLon, and then, you know, you've really hooked me up with a lot of people who are good people, and that's the hardest thing to find in this industry because a lot of people just talk, and it's all about, they think it's, if they talk a good game, they got a good game. But that's not how it works.
Right,
you know,
right.
And so I appreciate, you know, you hooking me up with all the good people, you know, that I've been networking with that are new, that are outside my circle, you know. And so, and really, that's what it's all about, you know.
Well, I just happen to be very blessed, you know, to have some amazing people and talented artists that, you know, have connected with me, whether it be on Facebook or different sites or just straight off of Blog Talk Radio. And so, you know, it's, I don't know why it really happens that way, you know.
Yes,
and
you
know that not all
yes,
the talents are there. I do.
Yes, you
do. Well, yeah. Well, you have good intentions in the game. That's what I think. That's for me. I get, you know,
in the short time
that I've known you, is that your intentions are well placed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see BS when it's coming. You know what I mean? if you got your third eye open, you see the BS when it's coming. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm not always very good at recognizing the BS. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I can be a little bit gullible because I have a tendency to see the good in people, you know. And so that's not always wise when it comes to the things that I do, you know, in supporting other people and stuff. But, you know, to be honest with you, who I am really, really came from the foundation that I was born into, you know. And you know, I have to give the props to my mom and dad, you know, because they, my father is a retired Baptist minister, you know, and I just was really raised in an absolutely amazing home. You know, my father is Japanese, my mother's German. I was raised in a black community from birth. And so I was raised to embrace diversity and to embrace all people. And because of my parents being, you know, kind of like caregivers, you know, I always witnessed them helping other people and helping the underdogs and, you know, fighting for, you know, rights and privileges, you know, for all people. And so I think, to be honest with you, it's something that comes very natural for me, you know. But, you know, I am gullible sometimes, and when I feel taken advantage of or, you know, misunderstood or, you know, or used, you know, it gets frustrating, you know. And sometimes, you know, it makes me wonder, you know, who's really paying attention, you know, and who does it really, really matter to. And, you know, so I appreciate, you know, all of you, you know, showing me love and respect tonight. That's very, very sweet of all of you.
Yeah, well deserved.
Yeah, definitely well deserved. It's the least we can do. Yeah.
Yeah, but
well,
you didn't,
you know,
see this coming, did you, Flay?
No, I didn't. So I'm like, you know, like, what do I even say now? Should we go to a song? No, you know, it's like, what do you even say now? You know, after that, you know, because I'm used to like, okay, who wants to talk next, or what subject would you like to talk about? So to turn it on me, like, okay. But you know what? Okay, since you brought this up, I'll take this opportunity to mention this on this show, which I mentioned it on my show last night. Blog Talk Radio is switching up, you know, the game. And you know, I'm not mad at it, you know, because the reality is a lot of the you know, different websites are turning into paid websites and are no longer free. And starting February 1st, Blog Talk Radio is changing things where they are going to be, you know, turning into paid subscription stations. And so one of the things I thought that I would just do, you know, because it is something that Flava News has created to support the underground independent artists from not only in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but across the United States and across the globe. I want to reach out and ask that the artists that I support or the fans of the shows that I do help absorb the expenses of having Flava News Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And so right now I'm trying to push, you know, to see if I can get people to be willing to donate $1 per month, you know, to just keep this going. And I have to tell you that several people as of this morning stepped up and have, you know, made donations, and I'm so very appreciative of that. So I'm going to put that out there to everybody, you know, that's listening to the show live, to those in the chat room, to those that come back and check out the archives. If you're interested and are able and willing, you know, consider going over to paypal.com and even a donation. I'm just asking for $1 per month. That would so help absorb the expenses of Flava News Radio to continue being able to play a variety of underground independent artists on the air. This not only reaches here, but it reaches across the world. And, you know, there are several artists that I have played that other radio stations have reached out to, or I have had the opportunity to send their music to other stations, and I just want to keep that going. I'd hate to not be able to do this on my own, and I think that, you know, I'll be honest with you, I feel I have the right to be able to ask for support. So you go to paypal.com and use radio@flavanews.com as the send to email. So thank you so much for my little blurb right there about that. It's not easy to ask for help, you know?
No, it's not.
But you deserve it. You deserve it.
Yeah, you definitely do. Can you put that the PayPal information down in the chat room, please?
Chat room? Okay.
Please?
Technically, it's not asking for help. You think about it. How many artists have you helped, or have you helped get heard by other
people?
So you're asking us to pretty much help ourselves.
Right.
So you're not asking for help. Technically, you're pretty much putting it out there that we can help ourselves by keeping this going. So
hey,
I support
tell you
it 100%.
You could go to a major radio station and pay a lot of money just to get played once. So
if
you know,
get
that's,
played.
If you,
that's
if
right.
you get played, yeah, exactly, right. So.
So I would just be careful about pigeonholing yourself into supporting artists that you might not want to because they pay. And so, you know, just because they pay you $1 a month, you know, I would be careful about that, you know, because you don't want to have obligations to things that are unforeseen at this point.
Right. No, and I agree with that. I mean, because there are artists that I'm receiving, you know, tracks from and you know, not – everybody could end up on a Flossom or Tossom show, you know. I mean, TVR or John or, you know, DeLon could end up on a Flossom or Tossom show, and that's not to say, okay, I want you to be tossed. I'm trying to show the diversity of the talents that Flava News Radio is getting hit up by, and then for the listeners to determine, you know, what they're actually hearing and how they feel about the track. But the caller from the 832 area code now has raised their hand, so... Welcome to the Artist Roundtable, 832. Hello?
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Who is this?
This is Chris Williams of the Love of Metal. I'm just about to call in.
Oh, we got it.
That's my manager, Chris. That's my manager, Chris.
Oh, we've got a bad connection or something, Chris.
Yeah, I thought we got a little bad connection.
I can't. Can anybody else hear him?
No,
I can
barely
hear him.
I don't know why we're having a hard time hearing you, Chris.
Yeah, I started on this phone.
Oh, did you hear him?
I wish I could hear you. I wish I could hear you.
He appreciates the love you've been showing.
Oh, well, shoot. It's easy to show love to DeLon.
Yeah, DeLon's a man. Don't sleep on the G, baby.
Yeah, so, I mean, shoot. It's easy to show love to DeLon, so... You are more than welcome.
Right.
You know, should we give him a little taste of DeLon?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh man.
DeLon, do you want to sing live or do you want me to play a piece?
Happy Home. Play Happy Home.
I'll tell you what. I'll sing you a snippet of Happy Home.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Just want to take this time to show you how much you mean to me.
is so perfect, so right. This is everything I wanted it to be. Yeah. Without you, I could not be. Without you, I could not see. Without love, a man like me would die alone. Without you, I'd have no hope. Without you, I'd have no flow. Without love, a man like me would die alone. Without a happy home.
You know, that's
yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's good right there. I'm digging that. You dig? Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, because she always plays the song, so I was just like, all right, well, let me give it a little live.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you come on, DeLon, because, you know I can always get you to sing.
Well, hey,
so
I only open up
your line because I want to hear you sing. No. I'm just kidding.
Gotta promote it. Gotta promote it. You know what I mean? So
Chris, you've got a client right there that I think should, you know, I know it must not be easy to be a manager, you know, to try to figure it out how to get your foot in the door. But man, with a talent like that.
He's a very talented artist.
Yeah, the sky's the limit for that guy.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
If there's anything that we can do to help, you know, from Flavor News, you know, to help, do something to help get the word out, help contact those people down there so DeLon can sing at a sporting event or whatever, shoot, you know, I'll make some phone calls and send some emails.
Okay, we really appreciate that.
Hey, Chris, John D. Green's on the line, man, and that's the brother that you spoke to his manager, Kelly.
Right.
Yeah, that's a talented brother right there.
Hey,
John, you there?
How you doing?
I'm here. Hey, I am well. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, good. So I take it the conversation went well?
Yes.
Good to know. I'm excited about the prospect of working with the famous DeLon with those pipes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but see, but this is why we got to shine a light on Lady Flavor, because it's because of her, you know, these type of things are possible. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. She put this thing together, eh? Yeah.
Well, you know, I wish somebody could turn me into a singer or something, because, you know, I want to get on something with John Green and DeLon too.
Who knows?
Just start singing. Go ahead. You just start singing. We'll fill in the blank.
No, you know what? Somebody must have their computer on. If somebody's got their computer and speaker up,
you
can hear the
feedback. Come on, man. I moved away from my computer, so.
I'll tell you what, Flay. You start singing. You take the middle. I'll take the low. D, you take the high. Let's do this now.
We are not going to even embarrass me.
Come on, man.
That's how we do it.
John D.
Green,
you got me to read a poem to you, so.
Oh, yeah,
you
did, and it was good. So,
nice.
You know what? Just sing it now. Sing the
poem.
Hey,
check this out.
Lady Flavor.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
You know what? I love playing that intro.
Lady Flavor.
There you go.
Okay, y'all's a mess tonight.
That sound like living enough for the city right there when he first did the little intro piece.
Uh-huh.
That's what that sound like. I thought he was about to break into that. Flavor.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, you know, y'all just want to. Okay, so y'all just planning, but you know, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we do a show that's called the All Media Artists Features, and it is, and on that particular show, I only play tracks from the All Media Artists website. And so I'm going to play this because since he's clowning about it, I'm just going to go ahead and play it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
There makes me want to do the All Media Artists show every day, every night. I could just listen to that intro over and over and over.
You know, that's what you need to just hook that up to where every time you step outside of your car, every time you step outside of your house, Lady Flavor, it's just that's the theme music now. You know what I'm saying? You have it hooked up in your nice coat to where when you walk into a place, it just kicks in, boom. This is DeLon with All Media Artists. This is Lady Flavor. You know, that's tight. That's like your own theme. That's like having the it being named John Shaft and having your own theme music. That is great. You just walk around and have it banging. You don't have it on like one of them little cards in your pocket, and it'll just keep playing when you walk into the register. Yeah, I like to buy Lady Flavor. Now I need a pack of chewing gum and that's what's happening. Your own theme music. I would play it all the time.
It took me about 4 or 5 minutes to do that whole thing. Like I just did the track real quick, and then I can't take all the credit. Therese from All Media Artists, she's the one who told me basically what to say on that. So and I try to do my best, David Allen Boucher voice on that or whatever you want to call it.
Y'all laid it down, man. I like that.
So can I tell you, you know, I've been doing my radio show for over a year now, and but when I got that, I felt like a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was, like, teasing. Nobody was around, and I'm like, who can I play this for? Like, there ain't nobody home. I'm feeling like a total superstar. Could you do an intro like that for all of my shows?
Hey, no problem. You know what I'm saying?
Could you sing Blossom or Tossum like that?
Hey, I need something like that for my show, too. I need some slips. I need some smoothness.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well,
oh, no.
Well, holler at me,
brother. see, right now I'm going to claim DeLon for my own.
There it is. That's how it starts, right?
No, I don't want your name, darling. I just want, welcome to this.
You know what? You can play Happy Home on your show. You can play, one of his tracks. But the intros, we're just going to put that on lockdown, DeLon.
No, I want an intro. I want him to do an intro for me.
Where's Chris? Tell Chris come back, and we're going to sign a contract that DeLon only sings intros for Flavor.
There it is. You're going to be like the new Nate Dogg. Remember how he was the master of the hook? You're going to be the master of the intro song. You know, people from miles around be coming to you for the intro. You know, to the new cooking. Welcome to Cooking with Karen. This is your host, DeLon. Yeah, that's a niche right there. You could be the intro man.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what? I mean, I could branch that off into, you know, TV and movies and stuff too. That
there you go.
No, you could. You could. Don't you think, TC? DeLon could do that, right? So, you know, you need to, like, you know, you need to work with Chris, DeLon's manager, and TC. Are you listening to me? Anyway. Okay. Okay.
Said,
so I guess we don't
out.
Really have a. I don't guess we don't have really have a subject tonight, huh? We could just sit here and have a good old time.
You know what? Actually, you know what, Lady Flavor, we do have a subject that we could touch on. Like, all seriousness, and you had posted this up on your Facebook. Jay-Z's producer talking about supporting independent artists. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. And the major record labels.
Right. Yeah, that was a really deep video. I don't know if y'all saw that or not, but I was like, wow.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I do have it posted on my website on the, I think it's on the Flavorful Classifieds page, just because I wanted to keep it around. But I do think that if you are a musical talent, you know, I think it is something that is definitely worth going and checking out.
What
were your thoughts about that, DeLon?
I mean, it wasn't like it was anything that I didn't know, but it was. But when you hear the weight of what he was saying, like, you know, when he deals with, you know, the record companies when he submits his music in, that, you know, it's definitely all business. You don't go into that at all thinking that they ever really have your best interests at heart. It's always about, you know, what they can get from, you know what I mean? And, that, you know, and it was just a little...
Playing the doorbell, he's a motherfucker.
You know what I mean? That was the thing I took from it.
Uh-huh.
And he deals with Jay-Z, so, you know, and Jay-Z has a lot of power in the industry. And if he's fighting all the time, where does that leave the rest of us? You know what I mean? So,
right.
Well, I mean, the reality is that, you know, when you do sign with any major record label or, you know, publisher, if you're an author, you know, or whatever, I mean, basically they do own you. You know, and so you answer to them. You know, I think I mentioned this on another show that a friend of mine, an author out of Pennsylvania, he signed with a publishing company, and, you know, they loved his book that he had submitted and everything, and then next thing you know it, after he signed, they were trying to tell him how to switch up his writing.
Right.
You know, and so... And when you get those royalties and all of that, that's not like you're going to get anything else until you make enough money to pay back those royalties, you know. So there's so many things to think about when you are an artist, and how can you survive, and is it a good look to sign, you know, with the major record labels and, you know, or try to stay independent. I saw a posting today, somebody, I believe maybe it was April Sims, had posted about, you know, how people are now looking at the indie artists, and what does indie artists really mean? Because there's so many out there that are claiming to be indie artists that are actually very, very successful. So, you know, what does that really look like? Because I think a lot of people use that term as, like, kind of like the underground.
Right.
Versus, you know, just staying on their own and managing their own, you know, business. So... Yeah, and that just kind of comes down to the fact of just educating yourself, and I think that's something that's very important. You know, understand what it is that you're getting into. Understand contracts. Understand what the role of a manager is, a publicist, a booking agent, you know, because there's so many people out there claiming to be something, but you're really not sure what they're actually doing.
Right,
you know, or
right.
people blowing smoke up, you know, your behinds, saying that they're going to, you know, do this, that, and the other, and they're not, you know. So, you know, I've had people say they were managers that didn't know what an EPK was. And so I'm like, excuse me, but you're a manager? Like, okay, there are certain things as a manager that you should know. There are certain things as a publicist you should have, you know, connections to. You know, so
right.
I think that a lot of people use different terms when it comes to this particular industry too loosely and haven't done the research and homework to know exactly what it is that they're doing
right.
or claiming to do.
It's imperative
yeah.
that every artist, especially indie and underground artists, for one, know your craft. For two, know without a reasonable doubt if there's anything that a major label is offering to do for you. Find out for sure if it's something you can do for yourself first. Because,
right.
you know, that being owned is really overrated. And,
right.
I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, but for anyone that decides to sign and has that opportunity, I'm happy for them. But at
mm-hmm.
the same time, what are you signing away?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a friend of mine, good point, John, because there's a friend of mine, right, he signed to a large independent, well, actually, I don't even want to say independent, but it's a very large company, right, on the gospel side. And, you know, he has a video out and everything. And they had sent me a contract also. They wanted me to sign with them. But the thing is that he was like, look, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm doing, like, all the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, the video, he set all that up. His promotion, he set all that up. I mean, he's doing, like, all the work. And I'm like, well, so, you know, what is it that they're doing on their side? You know what I'm saying? And it's
right.
kind of like one of them things where, you know, once he gets to a certain level, then maybe then that's when they start kicking in on their side. And it's like,
yeah.
man.
Well,
right. There's,
you know what? To that, I'd say
this. I'm sorry.
In my youth, the most famous gym shoe where I grew up was called a Chuck Taylor in Austin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't wait to get enough money as the years passed to get myself a pair of Jordans. Everybody had
right.
these Jordans, Michael Jordan gym shoe. This is the wave of the future. And when I was finally able to get a pair of Jordans, guess what? They ripped on the football field just like my Chuck Taylors did.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just a name.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes these labels and these big, sometimes it's just a name. You're
right.
you're on this label, you're signing because the name looks good. But that's
right.
it. That's why it's imperative, again, to know exactly what they intend to do for you, to see it all the way through, but more importantly, know what you can do for yourself.
Right.
Right.
But here's a question I have. It's sort of a question, but just a thought. It's like, okay, if it's all well and good to say be independent, for instance, right? As opposed
mm-hmm.
to major, you know, anyone could just say that. But putting mm-hmm. it into action is a whole other thing because it still requires money to make money. It still requires
yeah.
a lot of footwork. It still requires a lot of know-how and, you know, and knowing what to do and when to do it. Because, I mean, really, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of independent artists and independent labels and independent this and independent that. But unless you get into certain avenues and certain lanes, you're not going to hear about these people to even go buy their music and support them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I guess that's really where it comes down to is where to go and what to do. You know, because like for me, I knew I had to do certain things because it was just too hard for me to wear all these different hats and be successful. You know what I'm saying? So thank God I got Chris on the team now. You know what I mean? So he's able to, you know, take off some of that burden and you know, be the go-getter, you know what I mean, and make it happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know what, it's a good thing, and I'll tell you why. When it's your dime, that you're investing
right.
in you, you'll go that extra distance to do what you have to do, and if you don't, then you don't really want it anyway. You
right.
see what I'm saying? When it's your money for your photo shoots, for your videos, to press your CDs, for your EPK, when it's your money that you're investing in you, you tend to work
right.
a lot harder. And when it's,
right.
when you know that to succeed or fail is contingent upon what you do or what you do not do, then
right.
you tend to go all out unless you don't really want it. So that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. But see, I guess what it comes down to is, like, because I've talked to different people, you know, on the street about, you know, oh, man, you know, I'm a rapper or I'm a singer, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm doing all this stuff independent, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll ask them about certain things just to kind of see where their head's at. And
right.
The amount of ignorance that's out there is, like, crazy. And it's like, wow, you know, like what would make me believe that you're doing the right things for yourself? Never mind if you want you asking me to sign to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, or, you know, okay, man, get down with this, you know, on the love. And then it's like, well, wait a minute, how are we going to, what happens with these songs or what happens with this and that if it blows up and there's no paperwork and everything's like, oh, it's supposed to be on the love or you know, well, we'll holler about that later and all that other stuff. I mean, that's stuff that I personally run into, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, y'all, I'm sorry to cut y'all off. I got to get ready for the show, y'all. I got an hour. So
okay.
All right.
I want to
thank you so much for coming to the show, DJ South.
Thank you very
much. Hey, it was a pleasure to meet you, man.
Definitely, I hope y'all could jump on at 11 o'clock to jump in for my 45-minute show. I wish y'all can. Y'all welcome to 11 o'clock.
Okay.
I got 40. Cool. I have 48 minutes until the show. 47 minutes remaining.
All righty.
Okay.
Can y'all welcome to jump in and say what's up, and we'll throw you out there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. God bless.
God
All
bless.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think that you do have to educate yourself, you know, and just understand, you know, and I guess I think that do some research. When somebody says, you know, that they can do certain things or take you to the next level or whatever it is, do, you know, ask, you know, who they've done it for, you know, and, you know, scout around and find out who they are affiliated with and stuff, because I do think that's important, depending on, you know, who you are and what your character is and who you get involved with and who you allow to represent you.
Right.
You know it all. Just because somebody is a major record label or even a bigger independent label does not mean they're going to bust their ass for you. A lot of times when you're a newbie coming on, and it's you have to do the legwork yourself. They're not going to jump out there unless they see dollar bills, and, you know, unless they just know you are going to be somebody that's going to bring them in some money right away. Then that's their major hits, you know, hitters, you know. And then otherwise, you know, I know an author also out of New York who signed with Simon & Schuster. She was all excited about that. Well, she was very low on the totem pole for Simon & Schuster. She said, you know, Flava, I feel like I'm a self-published author. You know, so, you know, you do need to understand what it is that you're getting into. And I think that everybody needs to have a blueprint of where they want to go, you know, with their career as an artist. And then, you know, define what it's going to take to get to that point.
Right. Well said.
You know, because even with myself and what it is that I'm doing and the people that I'm affiliated with, you know, I've been, you know, working on a blueprint, you know, identifying what it is that I can do as Lady Flava through Flava News. You know, what tools is it going to take for me to be more effective in what it is that I'm going to do? Where should my focus be going into 2011? And what things I need to let go of? You know, because I've got myself all over the place. You know, that I think it is, it's just something, you know, we all need to do is just really, really identify, you know, what it is that we want to do. You know, what steps is it going to take and who can help us get there? I think for, you know, I hate to say it, but I do think that for artists, a lot of it is being in the right place at the right time and who you know to really stand out. I think that as people, like, watch me online and how I maneuver and what I say and what I do and who I'm connected with, I think it's important to sit back and watch people. And see who really seems to be making those moves. You know, who seems to have a solid camp, who seems to be performing or producing or whatever it is, you know, being published, selling. You know, try to just do your research on people, too, that you're connected with, you know, because you might connect with somebody who really, really likes what you're doing, and you might not even realize who they are, and they can help, you know, make moves or whatever. So, you know, I do this a lot, you know, sit back and I watch people online. And then I go and I start Googling them to see if they're Googleable and see what other information I can find out about them. Like, huh, is this somebody I really should, you know, connect with or whatever, you know? So I don't know, you know, going out of 2010, going into 2011, it's like, you know, what things, you know, have you learned, you know, this year? And that you want to take with you, and are there things that you, you know, things that you want to kind of leave behind, you know, in moving forward going into 2011? So what did the two of you, DeLon and John, think about that?
I agree with everything you said. You know,
very
go
good,
ahead, John.
Very good information.
Yeah.
Very
I mean,
good information. You got to have a plan. At least have a plan. You know what I mean? A direction. You got to at least know, you know, somewhat of a plan. You have a blueprint, like you said before, to coin your phrase. You got to have a direction, you know, an intent, some sort of purpose, and some sort of plan to achieve what you're setting out to achieve. But before you do all that, you got to know what it is you're trying to do.
Right.
That's the thing. A lot of people out here, great intentions. I know some brilliant artists. I know a lot of artists, and they are amazing, phenomenal artists with no direction whatsoever. So they're just kind of blowing in the wind.
Right.
Start something
and
stop it.
I mean, like for me, like to add to your point, John, it's like, all right, I know what my market is. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to really think what it comes down to is, you know, who am I trying to reach? You know what I mean? Like, I know for a fact that I'm trying to reach that 30 and over crowd, you know, adult, contemporary. You know what I mean? But if I'm doing, you know, with all due respect, but if I'm doing a whole bunch of hip-hop shows, I'm not really going to fit in that vein, per se, as an example. Or if I started doing, you know, opening, trying to, you know, do country venues and stuff like that. You know, being able to sing is nice, but if the people there aren't expecting your kind of deal, you know what I mean, they're going to tune out. So
right.
I think you need to know what your market is and study it. And, you know, why is it that people like that kind of music? You know, what's their buying like, you know? You know, because I know I've test marketed myself enough where I know that people, you know, get it to me and why they do. You know, they tell me, hey, you know, nobody makes music for us anymore, and that I fit that kind of I bring them back a bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to recreate the wheel. I'm trying to do what I know. You know what I mean? Because I hear people say, I hear people a lot say, well, you know, I'm going to come up with some new this and new that that no one's heard before. But actuality, it's stuff that you're going to get snippets of something that you have heard before. You know,
right.
I mean, there's only so many notes on a keyboard. There's only so many notes on a guitar. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's impossible to make something totally unheard of. That's not what I'm saying. But unless you really on a whole nother level of thinking, you know, you're going to touch base on something that has been done before. You're just putting your little twist on it.
Sure. I would have to agree with that.
No music on here at all.
All right.
You know,
absolutely.
I'm going to be the first to admit, I'm not doing anything that has not been done before.
You're just doing it better.
I'm just doing what
You're
I
just
know.
Just doing it better. No.
I'm just doing what I know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I will have to say about you, DeLon, you know, the first time that I heard you, you know, and I think I had told you this, you took me back in a time, you know, where, you know, it was where music that I listened to made me really smile, you know, made me feel good. You know, I can remember, you know, it's the music that I can remember who I was sitting with or what I was doing, the first time I heard, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire or LTD or, you know,
right.
You know, Marvin Gaye or whatever, you know. So I think that listening to you, it is, you know, it makes me feel like I have a happy house, a happy home, you know. So it's feel-good music, and it is, you know, it is something at my age that I can definitely appreciate. So, and I, you know, there's people that say it out here in Seattle all the time, you know, where are the clubs for people that are over 35?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you can go and listen to some music and dance and, you know, have a drink and, you know, it be something that, you know, our age group would want to listen to. And that's hard to find, too. You know, some place,
you know,
to go out to and enjoy yourself.
Right, because I mean, I want to make it clear to the listeners out there. I mean, if you're young, I'm not. It's not a disrespect to the stuff that's out
right.
there now. I'm not saying that.
Right.
What I am saying is that I'm at the age where I'm a little too old to be in the club. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to fit in the lane that of what I know. You know what I mean? And
right.
So that's what it is. You know what I mean? I mean, I have sang on hip-hop stuff. Matter of fact, I'm going to be doing
right.
a video with a hip-hop artist next month. You know, that's going to be pretty big. So, you know, I respect hip-hop because I grew up on it. So I'm not, so please, I don't want anyone sending me hate mail. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that for what my style is and the way I sing and write, I bring it back to a time period of what I remember. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. You know.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was all in the moment. Then I'm looking on here, I'm looking at these posts over this picture, and my daughter chimed in. She said, "Dad, what in the world is this?" I did a photo shoot, and there's a picture on here. And she said, "Dad, what the world is this?" So my wife chimes back to her and says, "Jess, I know you can't appreciate this because he's your old dad and stuff, but all of us other women were digging it." And that to me is funny because I'm not that old. Damn. To my daughter, I am,
so,
I guess.
Yeah,
so, DeLon,
so our kids, yes.
If you could type in the chat room for Jazzy Blue where she can go and hear your music.
Okay, let me go do that now.
Okay.
I'm still on the line. It's just I don't want to.
No, I understand.
Actually, I can do it.
I'm not going to hang up on you.
All right.
You're still there. So, John, so, you know, how are you feeling about going out of 2010 and going into 2011?
I am so ready for 2010 to be over, Lady Flavor. 2010
yeah.
was fine. It was a learning experience. You know, I got all that I could get from it. Now it can go. I'm ready for it to go.
Yeah.
I'm very ready for it to be over.
So do you have intentions of going in to 2011, you know, doing things differently or doing some things the same, or, you know, what do you think as far as how you're going to go ahead and step into the new year?
I'm stepping into the new year with a bang, Lady Flavor. Everything
okay.
will be different in my camp and with me personally, and as far as my music career goes, I'm stepping into 2011 with a bang. No holds barred, no mercy.
So do you have any idea of what that looks like?
Yeah, it looks great, actually. It looks bright. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work. I can say that much ahead of time. It's going to be a lot of work because a projected outlook is quite expansive. As I said earlier, my circle is ever expanding. But at
mm-hmm.
the same time, the rewards will be tenfold because this is what I am doing for me. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a lot of legwork. I mean, I'm branching into a few new areas, and I'm not nervous. I'm just trying to be prepared, you know, as far as musically. I'm branching
okay.
into several new areas and, you know, film and such. So I'm trying to be prepared to make sure I cover all my bases. And more importantly, I'm honing my skills, as we talked about so many times, not just vocally but musically. I'm honing my skills so that I can meet the demands.
I need to be able to meet the demand.
Right.
Right. So,
yeah,
so
I mean,
what about you, Delon?
Yes. Well, so, can you repeat the question?
Let's see if I can even remember my question. So I was just wondering, you know, how you're feeling about, you know, stepping out of 2010 and stepping into 2011, and do you plan on doing it differently or doing some of it the same, or, what are your feelings and thoughts?
That's a great question. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm glad 2010 will be over. You know what I'm saying? 2011, I'm just excited because I have a new focus. I have a new, not direction, but, my plan, like John was saying, my plan is more refined. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be scatterbrained all over the place where, I want to do this one day and I want to do something else another day. I've gotten some more focus,
Okay.
And suddenly, things are like picking up, and I got to kind of, again, thank you for some of that because, now Chris has told me today, we had a meeting today, and he was like, man, in this short time we've connected on this thing, my phone's been, off the hook. Like, there's a promoter that's in L.A. right now who wanted him to jump on a plane to talk business about me, And, there's things that are starting to happen. Matter of fact, this week here locally, because I sing with the St. Luke's Choir, we're supposed to be on Channel 26 News performing a couple of Christmas songs, and I think I'm soloing Go Tell It on the Mountain. So that's going to be kind of cool. It's just, these little things. It's not, major stuff yet, but, these things are starting to really start to come in. Like I said, the video, that's going to be a really good look, and it's not going to be no camcorder video. It's like shot 8mm, and the guy, the team that's shooting the video for Infamous B and myself, he did stuff with Slim Thug, and, he's done major artist stuff. So that's going to be, we're doing 2 days of shooting for that. That's going to be, pretty big. I mean, a lot of people are just talking about, are really appreciating my music. I mean, I've had people as far away as Belgium hit me up on Reverb Nation like, wow, you're really talented, blah, blah, we like your music. And, I'm just blessed right now. So I think 2011 is going to be, great. But again, like John said, it's about that focus, staying on track. Plus John and myself are going to be hooking up on some musical stuff. So, watch out for
that.
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing. I think that will be absolutely amazing. John, I want to give the listeners a taste of you. And it's like, okay, do I play a vocal or do I play instrumental? So why don't you choose and see if I've got the track. Huh?
Play Melodocracy. It's my favorite.
Okay. So, now that I have this down and I can actually say it, this is Melodocracy by John D. Green.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Power piece.
Yeah.
Power piece.
Yeah, he's on some other stuff with that one.
I love that track too. I hope one day to be able to actually experience you in person, you know, and just be able to close my eyes and just listen to you play and listen to you sing, because, yeah, there's something very, very special. I mean, you know, we've been talking about DeLon and his voice, and DeLon, you know, is you know, he's special. The range that he can hit is just absolutely amazing. And, you know, he takes me back to a time, you know. But then you, John, you know, to sit and listen to that is just, man, I really, really want to experience, you know, in person, you playing, you know, that piece and, you know, others. So it's just got to happen in 2011. If I could set a goal and all, it would be able to honestly get on the airplane and be able to fly and come and experience some of you guys in person. It's one thing to talk on the phone and do these radio shows and play your tracks, you know, on my shows and all of that, but it's like, there's some of you, and two of you, of course, are that I really, really want to meet in person and just experience you live.
Yeah.
So,
that'll be an honor.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? But, again, you know, we have to thank you for giving us a voice and, you know, playing our music, you know, because it reaches a lot of people. And you know, it's like, wow, you know, it's an honor. You know, it's nothing, you know, I'm sorry if I keep talking you up all night, Lady Flavor, but you got to get your due. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people wouldn't do it. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So.
You know, I believe in the underdogs. I really, really do. You know, because I say this all the time, DeLon and John, and you know this, you know, the mainstream artists that are out there, that are getting the love, that are millionaires, billionaires, you know, 3 homes, you know, 15 cars, whatever it is, right? And we still dig in our pockets to give them more, right? And we're struggling, you know, the everyday people are digging in their pockets to go to their concerts, to buy their music and all of that. But there's some very, very deserving artists, you know, that people are unaware of, that really deserve the recognition also. And so my goal is to try to do that in my small way. My listenership has really, really grown in the last few months, really grown. And, you know, a lot of them are actually international, you know, listeners that are coming back, you know, but you know, you guys are being heard, not only in Seattle, Washington, where I am, you know, but again across the United States and around the globe. And so, you know, what better way, you know, to get the word out and the sound and flavor out about you, you know, than on an internet radio show. And so, you know, that's one of the things when I got the notice from Blog Talk Radio saying that, you know, it was going to be turned into a, you know, subscription, you know, paid subscription site, you know, I mean, of course I could understand why, but then it was like, okay, you know, realistically at this point until, you know, potential sponsors, you know, more clients come through for Flava News, you know, that would be coming out of my personal pocket, you know, and right. So this is my passion, you guys. If John and I talk a little bit more, you know, so he knows. I live, sleep, dream, eat Flava News.
Right.
You know, last night I couldn't sleep. I was up at 2 a.m, like, online posting, you know, and realized that my artist roundtable had not been scheduled, you know, and so it was, you know, this is something that is, it, you know, when I have a bad day, to be honest, this is what gets me up. You know, along with my grandchildren, you know, watching Cartoon Network and my grandson wanting dinner at, you know, 7:30 this morning, you know, but, you know, Flava News is what just fuels me. You know, you guys, you artists, fuel me, you know. So now it's at a point, you know, I've got a pretty big fan base. I've got a lot of people watching me and what I'm doing and who I'm supporting. Now it's, you know, I'm at that point, you know, and I'm hoping it's going to happen soon because, you know, the paperwork is out there and people are looking at, you know, my business plan and proposals and all of that. But I'm hoping going into 2011, you know, I will have some form of financial foundation to take this to the next level because it's at a point that it requires some tools that I don't have or have access to because it costs money.
Right.
So, you know, I appreciate everybody that's willing to support, you know, Flava News staying on the radio for me to continue to help support you, you know, because this is something I hope that is important to the artist, but, you know, it definitely is important to me. So, you know, I appreciate that support, and I appreciate the people that come back and listen to this show and to those. I mean, I wish that everybody who was listening to the show live was right now in the chat room just so that you could see the numbers.
Right.
You know, because it's off the chain, you know. And, you know, but that's okay. We appreciate you, you know, listening out there, you know, incognito, because, you know, a lot of times, I'll be honest, I do the same. You know, I don't go into the chat rooms of shows that I listen to, but I want to hear it, you know. So I think the Artist Roundtable, the All Media Artists, you know, show is something I'm excited about. You know, and I love doing the Flossom or Tossums to the Flava Coffee House online radio style. And, you know, one of these days, DeLon and John, we're going to get you on the leopard carpet with Lady Flava.
Okay.
I know you all will be featured on, you know, the All Media Artists, you know, but my special feature show is called On the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava.
That sounds sexy right there.
Yeah, but
Uh-oh. Don't let your wife know. But, you know, if
anybody... I told her all about it, actually. Oh, you know I did it.
Fishing for the lover in you.
There you go. That's too classy to keep that one quiet. The leopard print.
I love leopard print. If anybody knows me, if you want to get on my good side, go find me a leopard eraser. Find me a leopard pencil, a leopard anything. I would just
so
be your best friend. I told somebody, oh, gosh, I should go find that person on Facebook. He wanted me to do him a favor, and he said, what would it cost? I said, get me a leopard mouse pad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't got my leopard mouse pad. I think I need to go hunt him down. But, you know, I love leopard print. You should see my bedroom.
You can't
should see
never
my
go to
animals.
Africa or the Serengeti or nothing, because them leopards would be in trouble you steps with over there.
Lady Flava's a poacher.
Yeah, you know, she might become one, see all that wild leopard print running around, and she come back with a full wardrobe of leopard this and leopard that. Leopard headbands,
you know,
and leopard mittens.
I have it all, but I have that stuff, you know. I mean, you know, I think John was on the phone with me the other night. My son came into the room. He just recently bought a townhouse and moved down. He's like, Mom, I got this bed, you know, spread set or whatever, you know, comforter set that you could have because, you know, it's pretty brand new, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, wanting to leave it with me or whatever for me to use. And I said, but it's not leopard print.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, whatever. You know, I have to tell you, I did look at it, though. I did look at it, and it is brown tones. So, honestly, I could make my leopard print pillows and stuffed animals because, yes, I got leopard print stuffed animals that sleep with me.
You need to coordinate it.
Coordinate.
I drive a silver beetle. I think TC could tell you. I drive a silver beetle, and it's got leopard print stuffed animals and tiger, you know, head things. And I used to have stuffed animals in my back seat, but those have been replaced by grandchildren. So,
Right.
I'm surprised you don't buy them little leopard print jumpers and, you know, leopard print this and that.
My grandchildren?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, Kimora does have some leopard print. That would be so, kind of interesting if I try to put Sean
kidding.
Into something leopard print, huh?
I was just kidding.
Oh, you know what? My granddaughters have both gone home with, you know, some of my stuffed animals. I was like, okay, I didn't realize that I had to share my leopard stuffed animals. Nobody told me that when I became a grandma. I'd have to share. But you know what, Kimora? I think Kimora's just going to really grow up to be a lover of leopard print just like her grandma. I think so. I think so. So, you know, any artist out there that that wants Lady Flava to do something for them, just to put it out there, if you're broke but you got a little bit of money, Lady Flava works for a Coke. I love Coca-Cola. Not Pepsi. Don't send
be
me
careful
no
what
Pepsi.
You ask
don't send
for.
Me. Don't right. send me no Pepsi, Coca-Cola, or leopard print anything. Leopard print anything.
I'm around
okay?
and had a Coke truck outside your house.
Yeah, but you know
okay.
what? A real talk, be careful what you ask for, because I'll tell you, I made the mistake one time of joking around about singing for a box of chicken, and that's exactly what I got.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never
tell real
nobody.
Talk. So you know,
don't never tell nobody you're playing my melody for a Cohiba cigar. That's where I get a box of them. You're gonna be playing all night. I tell you what, you're right.
Funny.
Yeah, but it's
you know,
true. That's what makes it funny.
Right.
There's
yeah.
a There's a young man here in Seattle, Washington, that wanted to set up a meeting with me, right? And he knows that I love Coca-Cola and stuff. So, you know, he drove a little ways to come meet me, come to my house. But he showed up with a Coke. Yes, he did. He showed up. So I was quite impressed with him. You know, he showed up with a Coke. So we never did end up doing business, but that's okay. He showed up with a Coke.
All right, there you go.
Oh,
hey,
Jazzy Blue,
got...
you know, huh? Oh, just a minute. Jazzy Blue, you know you like you some leopard print. And Cindy, you know, I know you better have some leopard print out there, too, because if I come see you ladies, yeah, have something. Have a candle, leopard print, have some socks. Okay, can I just tell you something? I washed my leopard print socks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a favorite pair. I got several, but I have a favorite pair. How did the dryer eat one of them?
Because the dryer likes leopard print, too.
Oh, my God.
Your dryer
digs
that leopard print.
It's like my favorite. It's my favorite leopard print sock. And there's only one now. Like, okay. Okay, so I could get off the leopard print thing now. I don't even know how I got on there.
Hey, ladies, I got a question for you.
What's that, Dawn?
Yeah, like, how do your children perceive you with doing all the stuff that you do? Like, do they? I'm sure they support you, but like,
that's a good question. That's a good question. That's a question. That's a topic for another story.
He got the open one.
Oh, okay.
Somebody
such a sensitive spot there.
No. It's honestly it's a good subject, and it's something that I recently had a conversation with my dad about, because you know, with my dad being a minister and everything and being known in the community, and also my dad was an activist and just so involved, and he was you know, he played many hats at Seattle Central Community College here. And so my dad, you know, you say the name Koshy, you know, a lot of people are like, are you Peter Koshy's daughter? Are you Reverend Koshy's daughter or whatever? And so my dad is pretty well known out here in Seattle. So when my brother was out here, and he's been away since I was 12 years old, he just could not understand why people rave about him as, you know, as Peter Koshy or Reverend Koshy or whatever. And so it's like, okay, really? Like, how did this ever happen? And I think that sometimes my kids feel that way. And, you know, recently I had this conversation with my youngest, and she was like, but they don't live with you. I'm like, am I really that horrible? Am I really that horrible? But I've had people say, I've had my kids say, Mom, could you just be Mom right now? Could you just be Susan? You know, could you just, like, stop being Lady Flava? For instance, my daughter, Tamiko, had a friend come up from Florida, and this young lady is an amazing spoken word artist, and I knew this prior to her coming for the visit. And so when she came over to the house, you know, I was like, hey, you going to spit a piece for me? And she got up there, and she stood under my Flava Coffee House, you know, stained glass window by my fireplace, and she spit a piece, and I sat down and was like, well, how did you get into doing this, and how long have you been doing it, and do you practice in front of the mirror, or, you know? And my kids were like, Mom, you're not Lady Flava right now. Could you just, like, knock it off, you know? So, you know, they're supportive at times, and other times they're like, could you talk about something else? You know. So, you know, when it comes to, like, the events that I've been involved in, you know, or put on or whatever, my kids are there.
Right.
You know, they help set up, they help tear down, they're there. You know, absolutely amazing support. But, you know, sometimes, but then it's funny because my oldest daughter is now starting to work with an independent artist out here, who's on a higher scale than, you know, most of the artists that I'm affiliated with. So now she wants to talk shop.
Right.
Yeah, we talk about business stuff. I'm like, uh-huh, so you're going to steal my information to go give it to your boss now, huh? But, yeah, it's interesting being me sometimes because, you know, my dad's really proud of me, though. He's really, really proud of me. He thinks it's exciting. He loved what I created at Flava Coffee House. You know, he loves hearing about what I'm doing with artists. My dad, he's 88 years old. We go to breakfast quite a bit. Our favorite place is IHOP, International House of Pancakes. And we sit and we discuss artist stuff. You know, and he's very thoughtful. The things that he comes up with, you know, in regards to thinking about artists is pretty right on, you know. And one of the things I'll just throw out there that he talked about is, you know, you have to be able to sell yourself. Just because you have a talent, you need to have the capability to connect with people,
right.
Connect with your fans, connect with your community, connect with those that you need to speak to help you with what you're doing. And, you know, it was something that I knew in the back of my head and stuff, but it really makes sense, you know. And there are artists that I've had conversations with, and I'm like, okay, you know what? You don't know how to talk, you know, to somebody, you know? You don't know how to sell yourself.
Yeah, because it's a people business.
You know, so I think that there's so many other factors that go into, you know, the success of an artist that goes way, way beyond the talent.
Absolutely.
You know, and in having those conversations with Daddy, yeah, you know, it's great because he makes me smile because he's so proud of me. And he just, you know, I learn from him every day. And to think, you know, here's this 88-year-old little Japanese man that I'm 5'3 and I tower over. and he's still spitting his wisdom at me in what I'm doing right now, you know. So
he's still daddy, you know what I mean? He always gonna be daddy.
Yeah, he is. I am a daddy's girl.
That's right.
I got two daughters, so I know. I got two sons and two daughters, and a special relationship between a father and his daughters. I know.
A couple more. You have your own basketball team. One more, you have your own basketball team. A few more, you can have your own football team.
I have four because I don't want five.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I'm not big on, and this is a very little known fact about me, but I'm very, I do not like uneven numbers. I'm very big on anything uneven. If I had $7, I'll give one away. I don't like uneven numbers. I'm not, you know. I'm real weird that way. I'm one of those people. I have to have paper towel in my house, you know, and my wife keeps very nice hand towels, but I have to have paper towels somewhere. If I don't use them, it's fine. I have to have them. And I don't like uneven numbers.
of any kind for any reason whatsoever. You know, if I got three pair of shoes, I'd get rid of one. I don't like uneven numbers. And it,
wow.
That's just, you know, that's, yeah, I know, it's weird, but hey, you know. What's that, Bubba Bo Bob? What's Bubba's name, baby? Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
He only uses plastic utensils. He don't like metal. So, you know, the paper towel thing pales in comparison to him and that. But we all
let me ask you something, John. Would you rather have $5 million or $4 million?
To be honest with you, four. Because I'm the kind of person, and with my camp and my wife, if I had $5 million, she would donate one anyway. So I'm good. You know, I know what she's gonna do, and she knows what I'm gonna do. I mean, if we're counting money, say it's payday or whatever, and it's, you know, $537, and that seven goes straight into my son's bank, and that's not allowance or anything. That's just, it's gonna go there because I don't like it. I don't like uneven numbers. You know what I mean? If five guys came to beat me up, I would knock one out and reason with four. It's the way I do things. I don't like, you know, I don't like uneven numbers. I don't know why neither, but that's just me. You know, I can tolerate them. Don't get me wrong, but I don't like it.
Okay, so if you're breaking bricks.
Uh-huh. I always break in sets of five, unless,
okay,
as long as it's even. I wouldn't break 70 bricks. I'll break 80. Or I wouldn't break, you know, like I broke sets of bricks, and it ended up being 150 that for the 18 seconds. And it was, I was thrown off from the very first stack because I figured, you know, I'm going to get down to 150 and it's going to throw me off. My mental count has to be 160 or 140 or whatever. That really messed me up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Breaking bricks is the same. I broke four-inch bricks. I broke four 3-inch bricks because I didn't want to break the 4-inch bricks and break three of them. Yeah. Yeah. So I broke 212 pounds of concrete, then one strike because I didn't want to break, you know, I didn't want to do it the opposite way and have to break a weird number inch-wise for the bricks. Yeah, I'm all messed up. Hey, don't judge me.
All y'all John D. Green fans, make sure when you buy his CDs, you get two or you get four.
Well, see, here's the way I got that worked out. I figure if they only buy one, then tell a friend. And that way the friend will buy one and that'll be two. And then that friend tell another friend, so that'll be four. You see what I mean? I got a strategy for it. It's all a strategy.
Oh, my brother, you're killing me, man.
Hey, man, you know what? It's going into the whole new year, and Lady Fluffy's been saying something, and I've adapted it. You know, I'm cleansing my palate of all, I'm cleansing my palate of all things old, and I'm going into this new year anew. You know, I just did a track, that Caroling of the Bells, a rendition of that, because I've been thinking about my mom. And my mom, the first time I heard this track, I was like, Mom, there's so much going on in this song. And it's overwhelming me. And we were in the car together. And she pulled over. And she turned around to me and she said, John Derek, sometimes it's good to be overwhelmed. As long as what's overwhelming you is righteous and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I never forgot that. But today, when I was finishing that, I kind of teared up because it hit me all at once that I remembered this. And it was this song. This song has always held a special place for me, but I never knew why. I didn't remember until today. That song to me is special, so I wanted to do my own rendition of it because of that sentimental. You know me, Lady Fly, everything's sentimental.
Right.
I got a story behind just about anything I do musically, and that's the story behind that. And I love it, and I guess the people love it too. I'm seeing now.
I'm telling John. Yeah, and I'm putting this out there, and maybe to you too, DeLon, because John does have a story for everything he creates. Everything, so I'm telling John, he really needs to write this down, because I think that at some point it should go into a book, you know, because it's so interesting. You know, what we might think the meaning is behind a song may be something so very different to John. You know, so I think it's just so interesting being around, you know, you creative souls and just learning, you know, where this comes from, you know, why you do it, you know, what, excuse me, I'm about to choke over my own tongue or something here. But, you know, it's just really interesting to just see where this all comes from, you know, the beginnings to the end of the final product and stuff. And so, you know, I appreciate the two of you men, you know, for coming into my life and allowing me to experience you and you know, kind of be on the journey with, you know, with you and just seeing where this is going to go. And so, you know, I would agree with 2010, you know, I'm so ready to step out of it. I am. I think that it was a year of growth. I think that it's a year that, you know, of many, many lessons, you know, good, the bad, the ugly, or whatever. And now it's time to just weed all of that out and take what I need to take into 2011 and just make, you know, make things happen. And with the right people. And I think that, you know, in going through this process, you know, in my opinion, God's opened the door for the right people to start stepping through. And the two of you, you know, are a part of those, you know, the group of people that I say are the right people that step through the door, you know, of Flavor Coffee House, you know?
Amen.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, for real. You know, that means a lot.
So,
you know,
I
just try to keep it humble, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I get a lot of compliments about, you know, my talent. And I'm sure John can relate to this also, being talented himself. But,
oh, never.
You know, I really try to keep it, like, you know, pretty humble. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not going to front, you know. I know I have something there that I can share, and I don't mind sharing it. But, you know, I try to, you know, not go get too crazy with it. You know what I mean?
Right. You're humble, Brother D, because the other day, man, I was like, wow, how did he do that at 9 in the morning? You know, and I told you, we're the difference between you and I is a Ferrari and an Edsel Ford. You know, you got to get out and crank it, make sure it has the oil spark, the starter. You got, once it get rolling, it'll move, you know. But then you're the Ferrari, you know, hop in and go, boom, 0-60 and whatever. I was amazed, man, and that was early in the morning, and I kept thinking to myself, when he gets to his show, because that was the day you had the show,
right.
I said, man, when he gets to this show, y'all better watch out. You know, they're going to start just handing out earplugs, not that the notes are bad, but that the notes are piercing. They're going to hand out earplugs at your shows like Gallagher gives out plastic.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to get earplugs at your show. But brother,
right. Yeah, I was, you know, I did my thing that day, you know.
Oh, I know you did. I was feeling good for the people. I was all worship and praise over here. You know, Lord, let the Lord do what he got to do to praise you, you know. Because you was doing it that day.
Yeah, my inner KC came out.
Oh, really? Did some of that.
Oh my goodness! I like to say that because I mean, you know, Jodeci is a group that I really, you know, R&B wise that I really got into, you know, not the image of it so much, but like, you know, just the musicality of it and the, you know, I can appreciate, you know, what those brothers you know can do, you know, with their music. You know, that's just
right.
You know, for more of the updated, you know, group. So, well, actually, shoot, Jodeci has like been out since the 90s now, but
right.
You know, but I'm saying, you know, just that era. That's the last time I really got into, you know, an R&B group.
Mm-hmm.
Or Blackstreet or someone like that.
Oh, yeah.
But now I got to go back. I got to go back before them to be really, you know, impressed, you know, knocked
mm-hmm.
out by their songs and stuff. So.
Yeah, until we do what we do, those days are over. You know, until we make it happen again, I think the days of being really, really just blown away by someone's ability, I haven't experienced it often, not lately, not in the last few years at least. I mean, there's been a couple people, we spoke on that before, you know, Anthony Hamilton and this and that. There's a couple people that I've been just blown away by. But for the most part, man, it's a long search to find something that really stops you in your tracks. And it's, you know, you're like, wow, that's powerful. Or, wow, that's deep. Or that's, you know, beautifully written or whatever, because that whole cookie cutter mentality seems to have taken over.
Right.
And,
but you know what? I don't even blame, But you know what? I had a thought about that, now that you touched on that real quick. Is I don't really necessarily blame the young cats for the way music is now, because what happens is, I'll give you an example, like with Timbaland. When he came out with his style of beat making, suddenly everybody was doing it because that's what the record companies wanted. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, because Timbaland himself said he had people coming to him saying, oh, man, that song you did was bad. He's like, I didn't do that one. So-and-so did that. They just copied what I did and, you know, and recycled it and recycled it and recycled it. And so but now, you know, quote-unquote real music and soul music and all that is starting to make a comeback. Because, I mean, I see them young cats with some of their comments, like, to me or to other people, and they're like, man, you know, we need to hear that again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, cause now, CD, all that stuff,
I have to disagree with you, and it's pretty much by the same token. I'll explain. The Timbaland came out with that very unique beat, right?
Right.
His beat was kind of hard to follow. He had that hard 4/8 slam when he would drop something. That tap, wait, pace, beat, tap, wait, pace, beat. It was unique, and it was different.
Right.
Missy Elliott stepped in there. Did you see what she did? Now, like I said, I'm not big into rapping this and that, but Missy laid it down. She formatted something to fit what he was doing. His sound was unique, so she stepped up to the plate and created a sound, a style. She created an entire style based around that sound, and she made it work. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
She stepped up to the plate to do something that people weren't doing. She did something totally unique. I remember when people were laughing, talking about she won't go nowhere, this and that. Who's laughing now?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
she
got a
did
good point. Yeah.
According
yeah,
to that
point.
Beat.
Yeah.
So I do blame the artist. I blame every single individual out there that's picking up a mic or trying to rap a tune or whatever, because be unique. Do your own thing. Yeah, everybody's not going to like it, but you're staying true to yourself, and there's an audience for every one of us. I do not like the whole cookie cutter thing. You know, I do not like that everything is done by a machine, you know what I mean? And if you do it by a machine, that's cool. But make sure it's something that you programmed, an original beat, an original, you know what I mean? You do something original. You know, can we hear original music anymore? Can we, you know, can I hear something that this cat created? He created it, it's his, it's unique, it's original. Because, I do blame it. I blame them all, man. You know, step up to the plate. Show me what you got. Because anyone could say they're an artist if I did all cover tunes, you know. I could play the hell out of cover tunes. I don't.
Right.
You know, you got to be able to be original. And if you're going to do a cover, do a good song. You know?
Right.
Don't just cover something that's been done a million times, a million different ways. Just like the rendition I did tonight. You listen to it, you'll see what I mean. I made sure it's different because it's my rendition. I don't want to be able to go on YouTube or something and hear something just like it.
Right.
You know? So, I blame them, brother. And that's where you and I differ in opinions, because I blame them because they're so quick to want to conform to what, you know, people, what they think society wants, as opposed to stepping out on faith and saying, I'm going to be original. I'm a songwriter, I'm a composer, and I will compose and write songs that are different. Quality, yes, but different. They were original. That word is foreign now, man.
Well, you got a point there. You definitely got a point there. My whole thing is I just don't want to fall into this thing of beating up on the young cats for what they, you know, I don't want to say ignorance, but what I want to say is, you know, because, again, this is what, you know, radio, mainstream radio tells them. You know what I mean? Like, this is, you know, the only way you're going to get played is if you're doing this kind of a beat or this kind of a sound, or if you're using these type of sounds in your songs and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I've had people say to me, oh, you sound original. I'm like, really? There's really nothing original about what I'm doing. It's been done before. You know what I'm saying?
But it's the way that you deliver. You know, these young cats get upset when we say, or you get a lot of the females out there now that are artists, and you can say, you can chain six or seven of them together and say they sound pretty much alike. You know, maybe one or two words are different. Maybe the beat got an extra beat or an extra tam to it, but pretty much it's the same. Don't you think they ever get tired of that?
Because I would get tired of that. I wouldn't want everybody saying, hey, man, you sound just like that cat DeLon. You know, at first it would be a compliment, but a couple hundred times later, it might be like, damn, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, so who do I sound like? What's my sound? If I sound like DeLon, then what's my sound?
Right.
That bothers me, man, because you could pick 6 or 7 different rappers, 6 or 7 R&B singers, and they'll sound pretty much alike.
Mm-hmm. Right. And stuff, so, yeah, that's, you got a point there, bro.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing against them. I just, I believe that.
You got him to get on a roll there, DeLon. Look at that.
Yeah. Let me get off my soapbox now, because we could go
days. You definitely got a point there. It's just that for me, my whole thing was, because I really more or less agree with where John's coming from. It's just that I just wanted to get off of blaming them for everything, when in fact, you know, some of it is because that's what they're told.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they have to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, when you turn on the radio, you know, you're hearing the same, you know, what, maybe 10 songs in the day that's played
right.
15 minutes.
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So if that's what you're hearing all the time, then you know, you're more or less told that's what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Have you had any doors closed on you, D, with any of your original? You've had a lot of doors
I'm not gonna front. I've had people say, well, you know, it sounds kind of old, or I've had people say, well, you need to update your beats, or your singing style sounds a little too old. Maybe you need to, you know, I don't, you know, there's one thing, for me personally, I just refuse to do run-on lines, you know, I'm not going to do that, because I don't sing like that. That's not what I do. You know what I'm saying?
But I've
definitely had people, you know, I have had people, you know, make those kind of comments, but usually those are, again, you know, people who are in a younger age bracket. You know, they'll listen to myself and say, oh, it's okay, but, you know, they're definitely not going to play my stuff in a club. You know?
Right.
I'm not aiming for that anyway, so.
Right. I recently allowed Lady Flavor to see my rejection list. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My rejection list is humongous. All right?
Wow.
Always with something like, oh, after reviewing your EPK, we've decided not to work with you because your music does not fit our format. Okay. We've decided not to work with you because your music does not target our listening audience. We've decided, and that's all good, man. But the truth of the matter is, I don't really sound like anyone. You know what I mean? Because
and so they can't put their finger on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when you can't, anything that's new, if you don't understand it, then people are generally afraid of it.
Right.
You know,
but
you
know what? I mean, even some of the big mainstream artists have gotten rejections, and you're sitting there like, wow, how did that person ever get rejected? You know, they're a musical genius. You know, Prince was rejected, you know, before he first came out. You know, and you're scratching your head like, you don't hear that genius, you know, but then after the person blows up, suddenly, you know, years later, you know, is there anyone that you passed on you wish you didn't? Oh, yeah, well, you know, I sent the rejection letter to so-and-so, I wish I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the worst.
The thing that ABC's not and get paid.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. I mean, that dude is crazy. That's a whole nother planet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I mean,
originality.
Right. But all I can say is, for me, I got to stick with what I know. Because once I start trying to, you know, because I mean, look, I cannot compete. I'm not going to go out there and suddenly turn myself into Omarion or, you know, someone like that, you know, who's talented.
Right.
In their own right, but how am I going to look, you know, almost 43 years old, jumping on stage, you know, with a shiny suit on, you know, or whatever it is, and trying to do the latest dance steps? You know, they're going to be like, wait a minute, like, how old are you again? You know what I'm saying? Because then people are going to be like, come on, man, now you're trying too hard.
Right, right.
So I just got to, all I can do is do me. That's all I can do. You know.
But with your talent, you don't have to, man. You know what I mean? That's the difference between an entertainer and an artist, man. That's a big difference between a singer or a songwriter or whatever and an entertainer. You know, hell, I could get out there, pop my shirt off, and entertain the masses. That's not
right.
My plan at all, you know.
Right.
I have no intentions of doing that. I have no desire to do that, you
right.
know. But, I mean, we could do that. Oh, we could get out there, you know, man. There'll be the Black Chippendales, if that was what was called for, but that's you know what I'm saying? That's not, I get people all the
right.
time ask me, hey, are you a model? Are you a model? I'm like, yeah,
right.
I did. My neighbor thought I was a stripper for 3 years. You know, she thought I was a stripper. I asked her one day, what's, you know, every time I come out or something, you and your friends point at me and say, why? She was like, well, because all of your clothes are always color coordinated, so I assumed you were a stripper.
Right.
Now, I didn't know that strippers were very color coordinated, so I'm learning something new too. But, you know, she was like, I see you out there, and, you know, you're pretty muscular and you're tall, and I just thought you were a stripper. I was like, woman, for 3 years you thought I was a stripper, and you never even said, you know, so where do you work? You know, you work at Henry's Palace, Mozambique. Where do you work?
Right.
How did you come to that? She was like, well, it was just a thought. That's not my intentions,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be looked at as eye candy, man. You know, that's not
right.
my plan. You know, I said, man, you got to use your looks. You need to use your looks, man. You know, open
right.
the door with your looks. No, you know, that's not going to happen. You know, that's not my plan. Use your looks, you know. Now, you know what? It's funny because once you hear that enough times, you start understanding what those women feel like when we were young working on construction sites. You see the girl and you throw out the whistle and the, hey, baby,
right.
you got to shake. You go with the, you know, you got the car to go with this. Yeah, but it don't feel so good when it's you. So,
right.
You know,
right.
you live and learn, right?
Right. Well, you know, I'm getting, you know, I'm revamping my image a little bit because I've gotten some flack over my pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I'm working on that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Although, I saw a picture of you recently, brother. Hey, that was what was happening with the hat.
Oh, okay.
That's what's happening right there.
That's
the pictures that's
going to
have them telling you you're a stripper.
yeah, Lady Flavor posted that picture, matter of fact.
Yeah, that was a nice pick right there, man.
With the white hat, okay.
You know the picture. You know the picture. That's the one right there. You know, and don't get me wrong, if we got it, yeah, we could use it, but I'm not trying to use that as my primary, you know what I mean? That's not
yeah.
what I'm trying to get you to the people to see, you know? If they didn't
right.
see me at all and they just heard me, I'm okay with that, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, it
yeah.
is
well,
like,
you know,
what society calls for.
Right.
I do have a secret, gentlemen. You know, I do use my looks, you know, to try to open up the doors for y'all. So, you know, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Okay.
Do whatever you got to do.
You know, I was just thinking now. I wonder why the Victoria's Secret was calling around wondering who ordered all this leopard print lingerie.
Uh-huh.
At least we know now. Well, at least we know who it is.
That explains it.
That explains
yeah, and,
it all.
Yeah, in 2011, I'm going to learn how to purr, so.
Oh, that's
you know.
So funny. You keep
I,
saying
I,
that
I
now,
have,
see?
I don't. I know it, huh?
You
there
keep
it is,
saying
ladies
that.
And gentlemen.
You
but,
learn
you know,
how to
everybody
purr.
Says, everybody says sex sells, right, you know, so.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that
I
is
think
true.
That's part
if,
of it.
If it's up to me, you know, I would really honestly like to change that. You know, that concept and belief, you know, or whatever, and kind of bring it back, you know. But, I mean, I do see why, you know, people say that sex sells. You know, something that is intriguing or eye candy or, you know, whatever is going to catch the attention of the consumer. You know,
right.
and I believe that Kelly Adolph had mentioned this when she had called into the show, you know, that an artist has to be the whole package. Not just
right.
the talent, you know, the presence, you know, the look, you know, be bathed and clean and, you know, dress or, you know, whatever, you know, is kind of part of the package and all. So, I mean, and I think there is a point to that, too, you know. But, no,
well,
just,
you know what?
I just
made up my plan for 2011. I'm just going to go ahead and start writing all my music for, like, adult videos. What the hell? I'm crossing. I'm not even writing just, you know, I'm going to just write some of that cheesy music that you hear in the adult videos. Hi, I'm the plumber. Where can I put this part? You know?
Well, and you can have DeLon do the intros.
Yeah, you know, for the movies. He'd be the plumber. DeLon as the plumber. Hey, where you want me to put this pipe? That's the thing.
Oh,
now,
my
all my music in 2011 is going to be geared toward the adult movie industry. You know,
wow.
That's my new plan.
John plays
the sticky beat. The sticky beat.
The sad thing is it probably would sell, you know, but...
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately,
that's
the
sad thing. Yeah.
But you know what? But real talk though, you know, like even like if I write about, you know, that type of, you know, like the bedroom stuff, I don't get vulgar. I don't get vulgar with it, and I think that's another thing that's missing. Like, you know, if it's you're so in your face now, you know, it leaves nothing to the imagination. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I appreciate you saying that because I so agree. You know, There's no boundaries, you know, anymore. It's kind of like we live in an era of anything goes, you know, so there isn't anything that's left to the imagination. The dresses that women wear, you know, barely cover their butt and they cling to, you know, just the top of their skin and, you know, so, yeah, I mean, it's, and it bothers me when I see these flyers that are created that, you know, have, you know, women with their breasts and butts hanging out and this and that, you know, to sell an event. And I'm like, okay, if you didn't have that on there, does that mean people wouldn't come?
Sometimes.
I can never get any of the promoters to respond to that when I post those kind of things. They never respond. You know, normally I get, you know, the 35 and over women responding to it, you know, once in a while a man responds, but I can never get the people that are the promoters that use that type of flyer to promote their event or showcase. So
I'm sounding so much like my parents right now. This is retarded. I've actually turned into them now.
That's the final straw.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what it is. I mean, when you're a parent yourself and you're a little older and wiser, then things change. Because you know, when I was like in my late teens, early 20s, anything would have went. I didn't care. You know what I mean? But once I became a parent and a little more responsible and wiser, you know, and what I seen, what it was real quick is one time my younger son, he was here in the house dancing to a song that was out. I really didn't pay too much attention to it, but then once my wife came home with the lyrics to that song, we had to ban it. Like, I was like, oh, no, that's it. That really woke me up to, like, okay, I can't have my children exposed to that. So, you know, that's where I guess I come from with that. That's all I'll speak on that.
Right. Well,
got to be responsible when you're a parent.
Enough said, right?
Yeah, I agree with that because, you know, that's one of the things that I've talked to hip-hop artists about, you know, and a good portion of them are parents. Like, okay, are you okay if your child walks into the room and you're, you know, spitting your piece?
Right.
You know, is your thing something that your mother would be proud of? You know, I mean, I just think of things like that, you know, so...
Please do not send me any hate emails. Please do not do that. It's not an attack on hip hop. I don't want anyone sending me hate mail. Please do not do that.
Bring it on.
Well, see,
you know,
John, how many bricks did you say that you can break? John?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying bring it on because here's the thing. If you stand behind your work or whatever and you don't want criticism, okay, you're not an artist. Stand behind it and have a reason why. I can tell you a reason for every single lyric and every single song I've ever written. I can tell you why I did it, what was going on at the time and the reason behind. And none of it had to do with anything vulgar. None of it. A lot of it is pain. A lot of it is joy. But it's not vulgar. Now, see, I can say whatever I need to say on the air. I can say it in front of your children. I can say it wherever because I consider myself a professional. And part of being a professional, in my opinion, is not having to fill dead space with vulgarity. So I say bring it on, but be able to explain yourself because I will ask.
Right, and I agree with you on that. You know, it's interesting the things that, you know, the listeners are going to learn about us tonight.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
All right, Miss Leopard.
Yeah. You put it out there. You put it out there, no.
You gotta,
yeah.
All right, well, you know what?
You got to have some male dudes hitting you up on Facebook there, ladies.
Oh, you know she is.
Well, you know the only ones
on
that I want to come my way are, you know, people that can make things happen for y'all. So if, you know, y'all knowing that I like leopard print can open the doors, you know.
You know what? I think a couple artists are probably going to hit you up soon. They're going to be artists in the adult movie industry. So you better watch. I'm going to bid you both a farewell tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll be in touch. It was a great show as usual, Lady Flavor D. Keep your head up, bro. I'll be here. I'll be talking to you soon.
So before you hang up, John, before you hang up, you have to go check out my default picture on my Facebook page because Miss Cindy, you have to go see what she found me. She found me a leopard print Coca-Cola bottle.
What?
Okay, I'll
check that out right now.
I told
you,
I'm careful what you asked for.
A leopard print Coca-Cola bottle. Okay, so at which point do you say I've gone too far? A leopard print Coca-Cola bottle?
I told you, be careful what you asked for.
There you go. There you go. Oh, Cindy to the rescue. She good people, too.
I'm going to check it out when we get done.
So I'm going to check it out right now. But y'all have a great night, all right?
All right.
Hey,
well,
always a pleasure, John.
Thank you so much,
brother.
John.
Always.
So, DeLon, I'm going to close out the show now.
Okay.
We've gone past the live streaming, but this is recording into the archives, so the people that come back and listen to the archives will definitely have the opportunity to hear the show all the way through. But I want to thank everybody that came out to listen to the show live, to those that were hanging out in the chat room, and those that come back and check out the archives. Today was a fun night. It was a fun night, huh, DeLon?
Yeah, oh my goodness. You got me in stitches over here.
I just want to say a
quick shout out. Let me just say a quick shout out to Miss Teresa from All Media Artists, and also Brian Christopher, All Media Artists. And everybody out there, thanks for the love that I've been getting. It's really appreciated.
Definitely. I want to give a shout-out to them also. And if you want to find out more about them, just go over to www.all-media-artists.com and check out what they're doing. Some amazing artists are over there, you know, some new artists that I am not familiar with. And so it is exciting for me to get to know them. If you want to hear their sounds, you can definitely join us on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time when we do 2 hours of just only All Media Artists. So be sure you tune in and hang out with us that night. DeLon, thank you so much, darling, for tuning in tonight. Enjoyed, you know, getting to know this side of you. And, you know, I'm grateful that your manager called in, and I'm sorry that I couldn't hear Chris, you know, for a part of the show, but hopefully Chris will have the opportunity, you know, to call in later. And you know the reason why he's getting hit up, because DeLon, you're putting his phone number out there everywhere, so you know.
Right, you know, he's got to do his thing.
That's a good look. That's a good look. It sounds like things are going to happen. So I look forward to you. I hope you're going to come by the AMA show on Wednesday.
Oh, real quick, I hit you up on Twitter, but you haven't responded yet.
You know what, DeLon, I need to Twitter. I'm not a Twitterer. I have a Twitter, obviously, right? But
I sent you a friend request on Twitter,
okay,
but you haven't responded to it yet.
Okay, well that's because I don't go on Twitter. I have this thing called Ping, and you know, when I do certain blasts it sends it out to everything.
Right.
So I'm not actually on those sites. But I will go on my Twitter so I can, you know, we can become friends. And maybe you can help me because I don't get Twitter.
Well, I'm not gonna front. I'm not on there like every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm on there like maybe once a week. You know, because I don't believe in putting every moment of my life out there like that. So.
And I'm old, I guess. I just don't understand the little codes or the language that they talk, and I don't know. I just haven't gotten it. I've been on there for probably a year or something and still don't get it. But, okay, I'm going to go over to Twitter tonight, and I'll accept your friend request. And
I think on MySpace I hit you up also, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Oh, well, I never go on MySpace. But, okay, I'll go over there too.
Okay.
But anyway,
yeah,
darling, thank you so much for tuning in tonight and sharing this time with me, and I look forward to, you know, seeing you on Wednesday at the All Media Artist Show, and just happy holidays to everybody who I don't get to say happy holidays to prior to now or after now or whatever.
Right.
I don't even know what I'm saying, so I better go eat something, DeLon.
All right. Good night.
Oh. I'll see. Good night, darling.
All right.
Bye-bye.